This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
It's never a soft talk when we open up the doors here at America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, meaning what's coming out of Washington, especially so close to the election. How about this? The president, he tweeted out, he and the president and the Republican Party accused Democrats of plotting to help people they depict as Central American invaders overrun the nation with cop killers. So it's a political ad that was out, and then that was tweeted, and that's where most people saw that. So here we are a handful of days before the midterm elections, and boy, the rhetoric has ratcheted up, and it's inflammatory to say the least. So Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News, joins us. Bob, what do you make of that?
Well, Kate, with the ad featuring Luis Bracamontes, the Mexican man who is smiling and saying, I'm going to kill more cops soon, a lot of expletives and deletes, and he had a racial slur. And then, of course, the caption says, quote, Democrats let him into our country, Democrats let him stay. And then if you put the dots together, what you and I have been talking about in your last couple of shows about the border, the caravan, about, you know, the birthright citizenship, then DHS, Homeland Security, came out and said, capture and release is not working. And you put all that together, the president has successfully taken off the radar screen the Democratic mantra about health care right now. He really has. Because I've got to give it to the Democratic side. They've been riding, you know, the health care issue in the midterm. So the president has attempted to make this agenda all about one thing, your safety, security. Do the Democrats give you safety and security, or do the Republicans? And this ad sort of, this was the lighting of the nuclear bomb in the whole process.
Yeah, and so going in that direction, and it's a 53-second ad, you did a great job of setting it up for everybody, and it's trying to push voters to the polls over immigration. Like you said, we've been talking about that. So really, it's just going all in, putting it all on the table, right?
Well, it is, and Tom Perez, the Democrat national chairman, said, here's his answer, it's a racist ad. And then they had a headline on the blog he was on that called the cop killer that killed the two deputies, called him an undocumented murderer. And I thought, if I'm running for Congress, I would hope my opponent calls him an undocumented murderer. I would hope.
Right.
Because I'm just going to go all over that. So, and I say all this because how the Democratic side responds to this in certain districts is going to be key. And if they soft code it, you know, that he's an undocumented murderer, it's not going to fly. So as nasty as the ad, you know, may be, it causes a debate. And then you add all the rest of the things the president's been doing about immigration, and he really has made sort of one issue here in the last 4 or 5 days. And of course, you know, the seats are very close with 30 toss-up seats. That's what it's all about, 30 toss-up seats.
Okay, so speaking of going all in on immigration, I keep hearing different amounts of troops will be sent. Today, I heard 15,000. Needless to say, I think troops are going to be sent. It's just a question of, is it 5,000 or is it 15,000? What do you think?
Well, Kate, I don't think, I mean, look, 15,000, talk about an overkill. I mean, that would be more than we have in Afghanistan. So, you know, the president can't send 15,000 troops down there now. If 4,000 or 5,000 people are heading to the border, and I'm not saying they're going to riot, I'm not saying that they're going to storm anywhere, but the fact of 4,000 people heading to the border at one time is not like your normal 110 people crossing over per day at Yuma, you know, in America. It's a bigger deal. So the president does, I think, have the right and the ability to send some troops, but I would assume the original estimate of, you know, anywhere 3,000 to 5,000 some troops spread across the border would be sufficient. I can't imagine where we would send 15,000. I think that was just kind of a Trumpism that day.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And then you sent me something this morning that, wow, when I was drinking my coffee, I almost, like, spilled it all over myself. This thing that they released these documents that had a draft of this criminal indictment against former President Nixon that actually could serve as sort of guidance for the special counsel's investigation into President Trump. And this is a bunch of legal analysts that were suing to get that material. Explain that for everybody listening.
Well, you know, Kate, I'm glad you brought it up because this barely got a whimper anywhere. This is a Watergate roadmap, as they're called. These were highly secretive documents, and they were released. And, you know, I mean, you didn't see it, you know, front page everywhere, but it includes in these it's a massive amount of documents, a draft of a would-be criminal indictment they were going to use against former President Richard Nixon. And this could be a roadmap, a guidance for Robert Mueller is how to handle, you know, 40 years later everything. They were materials from the Nixon special prosecutor, Leon Jaworski, and they're not extensive. They're not like Comey did where he cleared Hillary and then named everything he thought she did wrong. These were just pretty precise, factual, and they were going to use it to get Nixon. And so it's called the Watergate roadmap. The question is, you know, can Mueller follow these guidelines and write a report on possible presidential obstruction of justice and use these as a model to say, you know, this is how an indictment should be possibly against the president? Very fascinating timing on all of these.
Boy, no kidding. It is fascinating. And, I mean, you and I have said this for years since you've been coming on the show. This is why you're not stepping away from this job. You cannot move to India because it's just like a moth to the flame. It's just too intense. Every day something different happens.
I need an intervention to not be on your show. Somebody has to do an intervention on me to get away from the media here. You're right.
It's crazy. All right, Bob Ney, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So as you heard Bob talking there, and I thought that was so shocking, he really sent me this at, like, I want to tell you, I'll tell you the exact time. He sent it at 5:03 this morning. So then when I woke up, I get Bob's note about that, and I start to read it, and this just goes to show you how the show's always going on, right? Little do you know, I said we were going to show you behind the scenes. So these secretive documents, as he was saying, material from the special prosecutor, Leon Jaworski, and just how sparse it was and how they were kept out of the public eye for decades and then, now sued, released, but not really making much noise, I think, because there's so much going on. But this whole Watergate roadmap, I mean, that's kind of some insight into this debate, as Bob was talking about, is whether a president constitutionally could be charged with obstruction of justice at all, as well as whether it would be appropriate under the special counsel statutes for Robert Mueller to issue a public or confidential report on the findings, should he issue a report at all. Because, you know, every probably other week that comes up, well, when are we going to see the special report? I mean, how many times have I said on this show, you have no idea how much money, I guess you do, we're dumping millions into this investigation. Will we even see a report when it's all said and done? And what's that report going to show anyway, which is part of what there so many people are wondering. And now the idea that we wouldn't even see anything, wow, that is incredible to me. And it probably is a possibility, a real possibility, based on some of the documents that were now unearthed, put out there, sued to have them released. And I'm going to go through more of those documents and see what other Easter eggs we can find in them. Stay with us. More coming your way on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the
first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote,
as we rock into another segment here on America Tonight, a couple of things. Coming up, I'm super excited to introduce you to a couple of people. In our next hour, I'm going to talk to the ambassador to the United States from Ireland, Daniel Mulhall. So interesting about Brexit and that border between Ireland and Northern Ireland and what it all means. It's kind of like nowhere man's land, and it's dangerous. It's dangerous because of what's happened with Brexit, and then also all the Irish Americans in the United States. And as he is a former ambassador from Ireland to England, the difference in trying to wrap your arms around territory as big as the United States. And then literature and the role that it plays in Irish history. The guy is smart, funny, and really fascinating. I had a chance to sit down with him in person, so what an honor for me. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and you will too. And also a conversation with Deanne Swain. And Deanne Swain has written a bunch of children's books that are also coloring books and a bunch of other things. The character's name is Cheeky Maniki, and this story will grab you like no other author's story has grabbed me. And the reason, part of the reason is, and I don't want to spoil the whole thing and tell you the story, but her daughter had an inoperable brain tumor at 30 and was writing these stories, had written out what she wanted this to look like in a notebook, filled the notebook full of it. First of all, can you imagine being a mother and then you've got a daughter that's just barely 30 who's supposed to get married, engaged. Sorry, inoperable brain tumor, nothing we can do. One of those awful, sad stories. And she looks at her mom and says, well, you're going to have to write this for me. You're going to have to do this. You can do it. You can do it, Mom. And she gives her the notebook and the instructions of what to do. I'm telling you, interviewing Deanne Swain, like the hair on my arms just was up, because it was like a labor of love, but then some. I mean, just for her daughter to think that way, because who wants to be put in that situation? Look, we all know this. We say it all the time. None of us knows how long we'll live, how healthy we'll be. Of course, we always pray and want the best. But when you have a child in that situation, and then for her to say, oh, this is what I want, this is the legacy, instead of just kind of fading away, which there would be nothing wrong with that, the shock of it and dealing with it would be just unspeakable, I think, for so many, many people. So I cannot wait. Tune in to the next hour, or make sure that you go to TuneIn, the app, and download it the next day, because you'll definitely, definitely want to hear that. No question about it. Also coming up, we're going to talk about what's going on with the Oakland Raiders as the 49ers blew them out, kicking off another week in NFL football. Not even close. John Gruden gets over $100 million to coach, and his team is flatter than a pancake. In fact, pancakes are not quite as flat. Ooh, brutal. And supposedly, players are saying they want to play for him. What? We'll get into that in our next segment, and take you to the movies. There is a rumor out there that Gladiator 2 is going to be made. Yes, Gladiator 2. So who stars in this? Ridley Scott decides we're going to do this thing again. Russell Crowe, it was huge the first time around. You got to go back to 2000. And that box office was a crusher, $460 million. And 11 Oscar nominations and 5 wins, Best Picture, Best Actor for Russell Crowe. Remember Maximus? I loved Gladiator. In fact, like a guy, I know a lot of lines from that movie. But there's no time frame, supposedly, for the production or release or any of that kind of stuff. But the sequel is going to follow the story of the son of Lucilla, and the nephew of the wicked throne-stealing Commodus. So you got me. I don't know. I'm wondering what that will look like, right? I'm wondering what it's going to look like. Because if you look at, you know, Crow's 54 and Phoenix is 44, but who says they couldn't return for the sequel? Who knows? Stay tuned, Stranger Things. And now back to our regularly scheduled program. I happen to see this again, and it's so scary to me. This natural gas explosions that we're starting to have across, well, we've had them before, across the United States. I can remember a couple years ago, because we're celebrating 10 years on America Tonight, coming on the air and saying, wow, this is so sad, this neighborhood outside of San Francisco, and some people were killed, and there's this gas explosion, and, you know, pipelines crack, the gas builds up, and before you know it, ignition. Something sparks it, and that's it. Do you know that 264 people have been killed in natural gas leaks, fires, and explosions, they say, since 1990. That doesn't seem like a lot, but it feels to me like it's on the rise. And so I'm wondering, in your neighborhood, how do you feel about what is the pipe work underneath the house? And here's the thing. It's difficult. It's perilous for the crews. Upgrading cast iron pipe can cause problems. It happened in Massachusetts in September. Inadvertently, they ignited fires and explosions, and they had 131 buildings go up. One person died. 21 were injured. hundreds of people were left homeless as a result of that. So even the decision to say, okay, so we need to go in and we need to fix this is frightening. Because it's faulty, so what do? And that can set off some of these explosions. And when you see what happens, boy, when you see what happens to these homes in some of these neighborhoods, and, you know, you think about iron gas pipes, and I didn't realize this. I just saw a huge story on this. And then I was asking someone, you know, I want to do more on this. I want to find out more about this. These iron gas pipes, you're talking about the 1870s, and we still use them. Tens of thousands of miles of cast or wrought iron pipe are still being used. So leaking gas, like I said, builds up. But how do you make that decision to send crews down there and then hope that something doesn't set that off? Wow. I mean, to me, that is the scariest thing, period. And I'm thinking of, you know, so many of my friends who live in these neighborhoods where they would definitely be where these older homes are, and some of this pipe work would absolutely sit. All right, let's go to Stacy listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Stacy, how are you?
Oh, good. How about yourself?
Good. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was calling about they were talking about homework earlier.
Yeah.
And I had a funny little story about homework. I came home in fourth grade, and I had some homework. I lived in a rural area, so I got off the school bus. I went to the house, bebopped into the house, planned on doing my normal evening thing. Told my mom I had some homework. She made me sit down and do the homework. That was the last time I ever brought homework home the rest of my school career.
I love it.
And the second thing was, they said about a public speaker, you know, I took a public speaking class. And I was a nervous wreck about public speaking. And my speech was on why marijuana should be legalized. And I was nervous about it, but I had done my research and redone this, spoke this speech to my family over and over again. I got to the class, and there was another kid that was doing it. And his speech was on why it should not be legalized. And that boosted my confidence. So I was, in my mind, I was having a one-on-one debate with this kid, and I eliminated everybody else in the class. And he gave his first, and I gave mine second. And by eliminating everybody in the class, just having a debate with him, in my mind, my speech turned out great. So I just thought I'd share that. Thank you.
I'm glad you shared that. There is a lesson in that with, as we kind of veer down the tracks on something, the public speaking thing. I'm a professional speaker, and somebody asked me the other day, what was it like the first time you gave a speech? And I said, I think I started speaking and giving speeches when I was like 2 years old, and it was probably that debate format. But how about that? He foretold legalizing marijuana, and let me tell you, in the next 10 years, I think every state will legalize marijuana. Whew, that's a referendum. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is one of the most important elections of our lifetime. This election will decide whether we build on an extraordinary prosperity that we've achieved. probably the greatest economy in the history of our nation.
President Trump holding a Make America Great Again rally in Columbia, Missouri, where Republican Josh Hawley running against incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill. A Fox News poll has them tied as of Halloween on October 31st. The president talking about his top priority, securing the border and not allowing people in the caravan into our country.
Did you see how tough these young men, strong, tough, what they did to the police, the Mexican police, in breaking through the border? These are tough people, and we're not letting them into our country. They're not coming in illegally.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
All right, you know how we roll on this show here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A couple of quick things, what I call housekeeping. Housekeeping. So what does that mean? If you want to get a hold of me, people keep asking, what happened to AmericaTonight.net? It was brutal. People couldn't remember it. I couldn't get .com. So guess what? KateDelaneyRadio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. My name, like the show, is going to be called Kate Delaney's America Tonight. That way you remember it, because too many people can't find it. And I don't want you to miss it. And I want your voice to be heard. You know that I'm passionate about that. Right of right, left of left, somewhere in between. So go to KateDelaneyRadio.com. Boom, click on contact. Whatever you want to talk about. You want to send me the best recipe for your mama's pumpkin pie. I want to make a pumpkin pie. I've never made one. I'm so serious about this. Or you have something burning inside related to Washington. Or you just want to talk about something else. Or you want to weigh in when we do our Nail the Score contest, which is every Wednesday into Thursday in the last segment. You can do it. Just go to KateDelaneyRadio.com. It's that easy to weigh in. You've also asked me about, I said I was going to start to post, and I'm doing this, some specific things from the show, Kate Delaney fan page. Kate Delaney fan page is where you go for that. In fact, I'm going to double check it right while we're on the air. Kate Delaney fan page, at Kate Delaney fan page, is the Facebook page. I'm going to start to put some behind the scenes of America Tonight and some other radio stuff I'm doing. So there you go. On that note, we've talked some politics. We know we're close to the election. Also, a little bit about a few other things as we kind of veered in a few different directions. And now it's time to go in the man cave.
It's time to
invade the man cave, shall we? Unbelievable. The 49ers, where are you? You are not showing up at all, period. Off the radar. Kicking off the week in football as we get deeper into the season. Where has it gone? It's just absolutely crazy for you football fans. The 49ers ripped the Raiders in half, 34-3. I laugh just because, look, John Gruden is a master of breaking down footage. He knows players, all of that. I would give him massive credit for that. But I'll tell you what, it just goes to show you that sometimes going on a name and spending big bucks doesn't always translate into the right results. And it's maybe too early. You could say, well, listen, he just took over the reins of a lousy team, so what do you expect? But this team, the Raiders, are going to Las Vegas, and it's infuriated a lot of Oakland fans, so they got to put something up there. So check this out. Nick Mullins threw 262 yards, 3 touchdowns, best NFL debut since the merger. So it was all 49ers. The Battle of the Bay was not the Battle of the Bay. It was brutal. C.J. Beathard injured his right wrist last week, made the most of his opportunity against defense for the Raiders, 1-7. That's one of the worst in the league, period. And Carr finished 16 for 22, 171 yards, was sacked 5 times before being replaced by A.J. McCarron in the fourth quarter, and he was sacked once. So Derek Carr, A.J. McCarron, the defense, just not good all the way around for the Oakland Raiders. All right, as we look at a couple of other news and notes from the world of the NFL, how about this? T.O., who was a guest on this show, he was a guest on NBC, and then he was a guest here. We put him on here as well. Terrell Owens came back to get his Hall of Fame ring. He was presented with the ring in the middle of that lousy game between the 49ers and the Raiders. He played with the 49ers, however. He spent 8 seasons with them. He was one of the best players in the game during his time there. So he thought it was awesome getting that gold Hall of Fame jacket and had the ring, or he had already had the jacket because they mailed it to him, but getting the ring, all that kind of stuff. And he said, he reiterated again, he was upset at the voters who made him wait 3 years for the honor, saying he believed they brought off-field issues into their decisions instead of focusing on what he did as the player. And he said, I have no regrets. Yeah, I just have no regrets in what I did. I feel good about that. He had a 15-year career, San Francisco, Philly, Dallas, Buffalo, and Cincinnati, but he was no stranger to controversy. It would bubble up with him in a couple of different ways, and that's what he's referring to, not doing the numbers thing, but doing everything else but the numbers, right? In the meantime, are you a basketball fan? If you are, you have a lot of patience. Basketball, to me, especially professional basketball, you got to watch, like, the last quarter. That's where it gets interesting, because that's when they're really playing. So Commissioner Adam Silver said that he believes the NBA's new rules have led to more offense, and it's going well. He says, you know, the league-wide scoring average of 112.3 would be the highest in the season since the 70s when it was 112.4. And of the 30 NBA teams, 19 are averaging 110 points so far early in the season. And the new rules were intended to cut down on defensive players clutching and grabbing, right? Some teams have not benefited. You could say LeBron James not being with the Cavaliers is one reason, but starting off 1-6, they haven't benefited from that at all. It's interesting because the city is getting the 2022 All-Star Game, and it actually, where they play, the arena, what it's near, the downtown arena is getting a renovation, a construction started this year, and it's probably part of the reason why they are giving them the game. And it'll have a huge impact on Cleveland, and it's actually a good area. I've been down there, but what kind of team are they personally going to have at that point? That's a question you can easily ask yourself, right? And then how about this? Boy, there have been some crazy things that have happened at Maryland, and rightfully so. The Maryland fired their head coach, DJ Durkin, this week, one day after reinstating him from paid administrative leave following a recommendation from the university's system of Maryland's Board of Regents. Because they make that decision, they decided, and the Maryland president said, William Lowe, a departure is in the best interest of the university. His ouster came 5 months, 2 days after offensive lineman Jordan McNair fell ill during a team workout and died on June 13th from complications of heat stroke. They did investigations into the workout that led to the hospitalization, into the culture of his program after the allegations of abuse, humiliation, and tactics started to surface. And this is what they then decided after all of this evaluating, reevaluating, and all of that, they decided this is what they, you know, had to do because of all the intimidation tactics that they heard about and investigated. And I mean, what a sad story, period, for that family. How awful, awful, awful is that, you know, to have somebody who has a heat stroke and then to lose their life playing football. But it's a question of, you know, the blame game. And that, and in this case, they found that, hey, listen, we found out all these things that weren't known before. So, boom, he gets the boot, period. How about this? The World Series trophy. You know, it's a point of pride when you win the big one. And the big one in any sport is being the ultimate champion. So the Red Sox say their brand new World Series trophy had to be repaired. It was repaired after being beamed by a beer can during the parade. Only in Boston, right? It happened Wednesday at the duck boat ride through Boston. Some boisterous fans decided to throw drinks to the players. So they weren't throwing it at them, trying to beam them. They were trying to give them drinks. And Jason Veritek's wife and Alex Cora's daughter were among the people that were hit. That's not good. But one can struck the trophy as it was being held up, knocking loose some of the pennants that, you know, rise from the base. So they said it was minor damage, but it's already been fixed. Cora said his daughter was fine. And he said, I've got to be ready to make that play. Because, of course, the fans were crazed with excitement, and they were in those duck boats, and they have roofs, and then they were on top of the duck boats, too, but I can see how, you know, when they were throwing them up, I can see how that could happen. But all's well. They said it was okay. They repaired the trophy because it has all of the pennants all the way around it. So it's okay. And for the kind of season they went through, they were willing to take it, so to speak, on the pennant. All right, stay with us. Coming up, movies.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Into it, going to the movies, and I'll tell you what, a movie that everybody's talking about, Bohemian Rhapsody. It's about Queen, and if you're a fan of the Queen music, then perhaps you're interested in the story. It's gotten mixed reviews, but I know some people that got tickets and went to see it, and they said it was awesome because they loved the music, so they liked the backstory. They thought it was clever, thought it was good. Thought it flew along, so you be the judge. Whenever you're talking about music movies, and especially biopics, and there are a lot of them, by the way, coming out. There's one about Elton John that's coming out. There's another one, I can't think of who it is. We just had A Star is Born remade for the fourth time. So music and movies can either be done right and really soar, or be done really poorly. This one is Bohemian Rhapsody.
From reality.
enjoyed the show. I also write songs.
Lead singer just quit.
Then you'll need someone new.
I love the way you move on stage.
Oh, room belongs to you.
Can you see where you could be?
No one will play us on the radio. We need to get experimental.
Thunderbolt of lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo! Do it again. Galileo! One more.
How many more Galileos do you want?
Roger, there's only room in this band for one hysterical queen. Mark these words. No one will play a queen.
Fortune favors the bold.
Freddie, concerning your private life.
What more do you need to know? I make music.
I want to give the audience a song that they can perform.
What's the lyric?
Ready, Freddie?
Let's do it.
You need to slow down, Fred.
I just need a bit of time. What if I don't have time? We're all legends.
All right, so that's Bohemian Rhapsody. I love the part where he says, getting the people involved and thinking, that's just like speakers who are interactive. So that was Queen, right? And their music definitely transcended generations after generations. You still hear Queen on the radio airwaves. So Freddie Mercury and the rest of the band all part of this. And they were formed in 1970. Wild lifestyle spiraled out of control. And how do they stay together? And that's all part of what you'll see in this movie. I don't want to give away too much because some of you have already sent me notes that you want to go and see it. I just know that portraying a band has to be tough when you're an actor and learning the lyrics and everything else you'd have to do to be Freddie Mercury would be pretty interesting. And the guy who is starring as him is Rami Malek, I think is how you say his last name, but this guy is so Rami Malek. He is such a talented actor, and he really looks like he pulls it off to me. Really, really does. All right, so we move from that Bohemian Rhapsody, which is a long movie, by the way, to The Nutcracker. The Nutcracker, for me, was one of the first things my mother ever took me to. And just kind of a weird personal note, I don't know why I thought about this today, when my mother died of cancer a few years ago, and I, of course, shared that on the air, and one of the things she talked about is, remember when we went to see The Nutcracker? So I will definitely go and see The Nutcracker. Check it out.
Merry Christmas, Clara.
Godfather.
Your gift this year will be something you will never forget. Most people don't realize there are troubled realms within our world. You hold the key to their secrets. Remember, Clara, nothing is as it seems.
Where am I?
You're in the four realms, Princess Clara.
Princess?
At your service, Your Majesty.
Maybe I have been spending too much time in the attic. Welcome to our world. Snowflake. The land of flowers. And the land of sweets. But in the fourth realm, this is where our troubles began. Mother Ginger started this war.
Don't you know it's dangerous here?
I hope you'll be the one to finish it.
It's time to save the kingdom.
It's just the laws of physics.
Do those laws always work?
As far as I know.
Ready.
Forces.
You are the only one who can stop her.
Hang on.
I've been expecting you.
It's time.
There you go. That might be one that you save for Christmas time. You know, when I think of Christmas movies, of course, whether it's a weird, I shouldn't say weird, a new version of it, and I think it looks actually pretty good, then I would put that on the list and kind of back that out versus now. Although it seems like Christmas is already here. I don't know about the rest of you, but if you've been out there at all in the stores, you see that Christmas things are here. So once the pumpkins arrive, right behind it is Christmas, or now in front of it, and the countdown is on for Christmas and holiday movies, and that's when a lot of times when people either stream movies or go and watch movies. And that would be one that I would probably put, that would be one that I would put on my list for Christmas, because that's the Nutcracker. That's the Nutcracker to me. I mentioned that story about my mom. So I would probably wait until then, unless I wanted to get some, I don't know, Christmas spirit a little bit early. So in 3D, can you imagine? So the Nutcracker and the Four Realms. A key, a one-of-kind-of-a key to unlock a box that holds the gift and a golden thread, you know, the whole story of what the Nutcracker is. I think it finds an audience. It's gotten okay ratings. It just feels so early, I think, for it. But teenagers, preteens, that kind of audience. Morgan Freeman, you could recognize his distinct voice in it. Helen Mirren's in this as well. Mackenzie Foy is Clara, who is the main character, and then you go from there, and it is the story of the Nutcracker, just told perhaps a little differently, because you've got, as the mystery unfolds, you've got the fantasy, the adventure, and all the perils in between with the longtime storyline that we have known for forever and ever since the Nutcracker first was out. It's a wrap. If you go to the movies, give us a cheap movie review. Send it to katedelaneyradio.com, and I'll send you a copy of my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. That comes out next Friday. Thanks for hanging with us, everybody. Coming up next, more Your Way on America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.